Alright, so it's Friday. I'm driving to the hardware store of no name. I will not say the name, no name. The hardware store that shall not be named. And it's because I have to buy a shovel because my ex-husband now decided that that would be one of the things he would take with him when he moved out. And I don't know why, if he's living in an apartment, what he needs a fucking shovel for, but he took it. So I don't have a shovel because I need to bury my dog. And I worked all day and I get home with pizzas because that's the easiest thing to do. My best friend's coming over tomorrow to visit. And I want the house clean. And it's been over 40 degrees for the past week and a half. And I'm fucking certain my goddamn frozen poor dog that my kids and I loved since 11 and a half years ago is not frozen anymore. And I'm going to have to bury him now. So, anyway. That's my life right now, and my reality right now. I don't like the way that it feels. I don't like how it's gone. It's gotten to this point, and my procrastination has been the fucking death of me. I procrastinated leaving my husband for 16 years. I procrastinated leaving my parents for 45 years. Yeah, I'm 45 years old, so, you know, at zero, you don't want to leave your parents, of course, but I was 45 years old when I finally got a restraining order put on my mother, because my mother is my mother. She is my life giver. She is my, in a sense, creator. I mean, how could I reject her love ever? Couldn't. I can't. Right? Well, she had said some horrible things about me to my children. To my children. They came home from visiting her and then said, "Mom, Grandma said blah, blah, blah about you." She had her husband follow me. She accused me of making up stories. And she got my whole outside family, her dad, my grandpa, her brothers, my uncles, their wives, my aunts. They have spread so many lies and so many things about me, saying that I'm going through like a second childhood or a midlife crisis and I'm burning out of control and I'm trying to relive my youth. And damn it, that is not why I left my husband. I left my husband finally because I couldn't take the fear any longer of keeping him in my house around all the daughters. Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. You're gonna say it, I'm gonna believe it. I kick myself every goddamn day about this. But I watched those girls like a hawk. I know I did. I was vigilant all the fucking time. I asked that man questions all the time. I never left him alone with my daughters. Not when it was just one-on-one, ever again. So, she took that, told me to take him back, even though he did that. She said, I mean, this is really complex, but when, now I'm getting lost, I'm sorry. Okay, so There's just so much. I don't know how to tell the story without it rolling into something else and then rolling into something else. And I'm not getting to my point, so I want to make sure that I make my point, but I don't remember what my fucking point was. I think my point was that I wanted to... Well, I don't know. Anyway, what I would like to convey right now is that I procrastinated leaving my mom for 45 years because she has treated me, I love you, I love you, I love you, you're naughty, I hate you. Then work it back up to maybe I like you. And then maybe eventually, I love you. I love you. I love you. Do something wrong. I hate you again. So she was able to give love, but she was just as easily able to retract it as if it was like an object. I will fill this void in you, and then I'll pull it out, and I'll take it away. And then I'll fill it again, and then I'll pull it out, and I'll take it back. So... when I was 45, I got this restraining order against her because she showed up by my kids, talked to my kids, told them not to tell me, and they're on the restraining order with their... I put a restraining order on my stepdad with all my kids. So he was with her at the time, and I ended up calling the police, and then I got a restraining order against her because she was bringing that creep over here to talk to my kids. So anyway, I lost track again. Got a restraining order on my mom when I was 45 because I finally realized that her kicking me out of the house her dumping me at 20, just picking up and moving, without any plans made for me to be involved. And then when I did finally come and move in with her, it was pins and needles till she kicked me out, because I was no good. And so she just kept on with the giving of love as long as I'm good, and then the hate. And now... I got the other abandonment issue with my stepdad, or my dad. My dad, according to my mom, left us. But one time my mom was feeling pretty giddy and she ended up blurting out, she kind of retracts this now, that she fucked one of my dad's friends and he found out about it. So he started fucking around on her. Well, she was the adulteress. She had no right to remarry my stepdad. And then when she found out that she shouldn't be married to my stepdad, she justified it. And then my dad died. And then she said, okay, well, he's dead anyway. According to her, an adulterer. A person who is divorced is an adulteress if they get into another relationship. They are not allowed to remarry, according to her. They're not allowed to do anything, according to her. So, I just got off on another tangent. I'm trying to stick to the one about procrastination, damn it. See, I procrastinate even on topics, although that's kind of not procrastination, that's more blabbering, run-on sentencing, sorry. No, I'm not sorry, I shouldn't apologize for everything. I can do what I want. So being a woman, and being divorced at 40, 40, 44? 43 or 44? I can't remember. I think it was 44. Anyway, getting divorced in your early 40s, finding yourself single with more than one kid, and you think you can take on the world because you're fucking sick of the way you've been living. You're sick of being a doormat. You're sick of everything being all about giving to a man who is not whatever, or whatever it is that you're sick of. You're just sick of being treated like shit. I kind of feel like that's how I felt and that's what I did. And now that I've reached some sort of an enlightenment, I feel like I do have an enlightenment. I'm not going to treat people like shit anymore, like I used to, unless they deserve it. And I'm not going to be afraid of the people who do deserve it. I'm going to give it to them. I'm tired of being walked all over. I am no longer just a pacifist. And I am no longer a sort of feminist.